This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Don Gagne. For years, San Francisco has watched as families fled to the suburbs. The city's housing is among the most expensive in the nation. But now the city is determined to get families and children back. A new budget adds a record $44 million for affordable housing and other services to make San Francisco more family-friendly. NPR's Elaine Corey reports.
In the 1960s, San Francisco was swarming with children. They numbered one out of every four residents. Now kids are down to barely 14%, one of the lowest rates in the nation for a big city. With enrollment dropping, nearly a dozen public schools have closed. City leaders have been talking about the problem forever, but September Jarrett, with the mayor's office on children, youth, and their families, says finally there's been a breakthrough.
The policy commitments are being backed by real dollars. So it's not just saying, we like our families, we're actually putting our money where our mouth is as a city.
$44 million in new family housing, child care, and health care for young people. That's a 25% boost in funding, even more than advocates for children have demanded at their many rallies outside City Hall.
Has anyone seen the mayor yet? Is the mayor here? I don't see him either. So when he gets here, can someone let me know?
At one recent rally, children from Chinatown performed a dragon dance while organizers kept up their own drumbeat, more money to stem the flight of families. Teresa Manning lives in the Sunnydale Housing Project with her daughter and grandchildren.
I mean, housing is just too high in San Francisco, and child care is outrageous, especially for low-income people. So, I mean, it's almost a privilege, not almost, it is a privilege to live in San Francisco. You know what I'm saying? If you ain't making, like, what, $80,000 a year, you really don't belong here.
That's about the area's median income, but even families making that much feel the pressure. Take Leslie Gulkin, a teacher, and her husband Graham, who works in advertising. With one child in preschool and another on the way, they say they're already priced out of San Francisco.
We've lived here about 11 years, and we live in a rental house, a house that we would love to be able to own someday, but we'll never, ever be able to own. We actually had it valued, and it was valued at almost $900,000.
Most of our friends have left the city already. They've either left California or moved to the East Bay.
And we're also one of those families where we don't have cable. We don't go out to eat. We don't get to take advantage of a lot of the things San Francisco has to offer indoors because we can't afford it.
The city is attacking the cost of housing by increasing rental subsidies in the new budget. And just this week, lawmakers boosted requirements that private developers help pay for family housing in projects such as this one called Carter Terrace.
This is affordable housing, first and foremost. Three stories, basic wood frame construction. We're talking about primarily 2 and 3 bedroom units.
That's Jane Graff with Mercy Housing, the nonprofit which built this award-winning project. Tucked into a hillside, apartments in muted golds and green face inward on a central courtyard.
It creates that secure, homey feature. So there's all sorts of little play areas, benches for kids, benches for adults, trees that will eventually provide a great amount of shade.
Residents pay between $200 and $1,400 to live here, depending on their income and the size of their apartment. The courtyard leads into a community room where kids in a summer program are slicing bananas and strawberries. They're making fruit smoothies with the help of services coordinator Amra Ali.
They know I don't let them drink sodas. They know I don't let them kind of bring those Cheetos and stuff around. So anything I can do to kind of engage them in eating healthy, this is one of those things we're doing.
Carter Terrace also has a teen center where kids can play music or ping pong. Affordable housing is financed mostly by nonprofits, but San Francisco now requires commercial developers to offer up to 1 in 5 of their new units at below market rates. Developers who opt out must subsidize construction of affordable units by other builders. It's one more way San Francisco is putting out the welcome mat for families. But with a median price for a home above $800,000, families like the Gulkins still may find the door shut in their face. Elaine Corey, NPR News.